This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How we doing, folks? Welcome back into Wisconsin Sports Weekend, powered by the Pottawatomie Sports Book here in the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. I am Charlie Usen. I got my guy, Jack Pembroke, right next to me. And coming up now, we have our guy, Paul Dietrich. Paul, you are with Brew Crew Ball. You can follow him on Twitter at Paul R. Dietrich, D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. Paul, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good as well. On Brew Crew Ball, you had a great article discussing the infield questions for this Brewers team. Pat Murphy sat down with the media yesterday discussing Caleb Durbin being starting at third base in this game today. Oliver Dunn may be getting some run there. You got other guys that are supposed to rotate around this infield. As of right now, how do you expect third, short, second, and first to play out when it comes to opening day?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing to look at for that is who gets more shortstop in spring training between Joey Ortiz and Bryce Terang. It's essentially a guarantee that one of the two of them plays shortstop. And I think most people have kind of been assuming all offseason that Ortiz would shift over and the Brewers would pick up a third baseman. But I think there's a chance that the Brewers decide, I think Caleb Durbin especially is maybe better suited for second base than he is for third base. So it's possible that the Brewers decide to move Terang over to shortstop and put Durbin maybe at second base. But I think what's probably most likely is you'll see a platoon at third base between Oliver Dunn and Caleb Durbin probably to start the season. That's my guess at what happens, and then that would put Joey Ortiz at shortstop, and you can leave Platinum Glove winner Bryce Terang at second base.
Right. I think it's always probably the best idea to leave the guy who wins a Platinum Glove at the position that he was playing already. You had mentioned that you thought this team was probably going to make a move in free agency for a third baseman, maybe make a trade for a third baseman at some point. Why do you think they haven't really made an aggressive move to upgrade that position at this point in the season?
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's going to like the answer to that question, but I think it's just money. It seemed, you know, Mark Attanasio gave that interview earlier this week that, you know, a lot of fans were not super pleased with. They basically said, I would sum it up by saying that we should not expect the Brewers to add a whole lot of payroll. And just from internal raises and stuff right now, they're about where they were at the end of last season, even with Adames having moved on. It's a drag and it's not really what fans want to hear, but I think that's the reason why they didn't make a move. I certainly thought that they could have signed, like I mentioned in the article, like Paul DeJong and Brendan Rodgers were kind of like the last two. And I guess Jose Iglesias is still out there. There's like potential possibilities for people who could sign on like a minimum deal. But my suspicion is that the front office kind of looked around at that kind of second or third tier of free agent infielders and just decided that they were just as well off running out Oliver Dunn and Caleb Durbin and maybe a little Andrew Monasterio. And if those guys don't work out, maybe you look to the minor leagues. You know, they have Mike Bave is kind of the upper levels of the minors, and he's a third baseman. And he was really good last year in Double A. So, you know, it's conceivable that one of those guys could be ready. But I think that's kind of where they decided they were.
Talking with Paul Dietrich of Brew Crew Ball here on Wisconsin Sports Week, and I'm Charlie Houston. That's Jack Pembroke over there. Paul, you brought up the Mark Annanasio comments. He went on record saying that, or asking the question, is his job to win a World Series or is it to create a summer of fun? How did you interpret those comments? Did you read the whole article? How did you feel about what he had to say?
Yeah, I read Adam McAlvey's whole article. I think I understand what he was trying to say. I just don't think he said it very well. And I'm probably a little more sympathetic to Mark Annanasio than a lot of your listeners are. In terms of like, you know, he's said in the past, like, it's not that he's not trying to win the World Series. He thinks that for him and his resources with this team, their best shot at winning the World Series is being good enough every year to have a chance, right? And I think that's not a completely unreasonable stance. It's frustrating in some ways. You know, several of the last few years, I think a lot of fans have kind of felt that the Brewers were kind of just like one really big impact player away. And when you feel like that, it's difficult to just kind of watch all these good players go. And so I don't really think that Mark Annanasio meant that he's not trying to win the World Series. And I do think that there actually is something. I think there's a lot of young, I'm in my mid-30s,
right.
So I'm old enough to remember when the Brewers were absolutely terrible for like almost the entire 90s and the first half of the 2010s or 2000s. And so I think there are some people that are kind of forgetting that when you're bad, it's really a drag. So it's nice that the team has been good, and I do think there is kind of something to that argument that, like, it is more fun when you have a chance every year, and the Brewers have had a chance, like, basically all of the last 7 years. But he just did a very bad job of communicating that, and if he's surprised by fan backlash to those comments, he should not be.
So you had mentioned that a lot of fans are looking for them to kind of bring in this one big impact player. At what point is this Brewers team competitive enough that you think they should bring in that player? Or when do you think Mark Antanasio thinks this team is competitive enough to bring in a player like that?
Yeah, I'm not. It's tricky. I think that impact player for a team like the Brewers, I don't think it's going to come through free agency. I think that under this ownership group, at least, like, I think they've just determined that making a huge dollar signing in free agency is just not a thing that they're ever going to do. So I wrote a couple weeks ago even that the Brewers should be talking about Alex Bregman with the full acknowledgement that they weren't going to be. Like, I knew that they weren't going to sign him, but I felt like maybe they should. He filled a very obvious need for this team as far as, like, big time free agent contracts go. It wasn't like in the crazy, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, you know, it was a lot, but I no longer think that that's going to happen with this group. I think what is more likely is that big move will be a trade. And I think that, you know, the Brewers have a good farm system right now. And I think it's going to look even better a year or two from now. And I think you might see, especially as, you know, if Jackson Chourio develops the way that we all think he's going to, you know, he could be one of the best players in the National League in the next 2 or 3 years, if not this year. And I think if you see this team really start knocking on the door, they might decide that they can afford to trade some of their kind of high-end minor league talent. And I think that the big move would come that way. And this team has made moves like that before, whether it's Christian Yelich or somebody like that Zach Greinke move that they made about 15 years ago, things like that. They have, or CC Sabathia, even though that was only for a short time. You know, the team has made moves like that in the past. And I think that if they are really going to try to move for an impact player, that's the way they're going to do it. It's not going to be from a free agent signing.
Right. Charlie Youssen here, Jack Pembroke with me as well. This is Wisconsin Sports Weekend on the 105.7, 1250 AM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We're talking with Paul Dietrich of Brew Crew Ball here. He was discussing rolling the dice in the Brewers infield in his latest article. You were talking about that farm system. Going to that group in Cactus Ball here, who do you expect to kind of be a standout player from any of those top prospects that were on the multiple lists for the MLB this season? Is a guy like Cooper Pratt, does he end up in the MLB to start the season? Is he a guy for sure going to be in the minors? Does Jacob Mizorowski or Craig Yoho end up in the majors right away? Where do you see these guys making it to the Brewers through the course of the 2025 season?
Yeah, I am really intrigued by Craig Yoho. Like, he's the kind of guy that I'm not sure how people rate his stuff, because he doesn't throw like 100 miles an hour like Mizorowski does. So he's kind of a different sort of pitcher. But he last year just completely demolished every level that he faced. I think he pitched across three levels and just nobody could hit him anywhere. And I think there's a good chance that his stuff translates. And given the departure of Devin Williams and, you know, the Brewers didn't really add any relievers this summer, they signed a couple of kind of like low risk, low money deals of pitchers that just felt like depth. I think there's a good shot that Craig Yoho might start the season with the team if he has a good spring. So that's one that I'd be interesting. I mentioned Mike Babe, who, you know, he's further along than Cooper Pratt. I would be shocked if Cooper Pratt made the team out of spring training. He is very young. If he made the opening day roster, he'd only be a couple of months older than Jackson Chourio was last year. And Pratt, I think his glove is in good shape. He hit well at low A last year, but he was not super great when he moved up to high A Wisconsin. So I don't really think his bat is major league ready yet. I think he'll probably, and he has never taken an at bat above single A. So I expect he'll send Cooper Pratt to double A to start the season and see how he does there. And he's probably the highest ceiling of the current prospects who are anywhere near the majors. So he's an interesting name, but I just think there's essentially no way that the Brewers would start his major league service time clock if they aren't convinced that he's ready to play. So I would not expect to see Pratt. I don't really think that Pratt's going to play a part with the major league team at all this year. It's possible that if there are injuries or if he just completely tears up double A or something like that, it's possible that he could show up later in the year. But Mike Babe is that guy that I mentioned that if he has a really good spring, he could be in the mix in the infield coming out of camp. But Mizorowski, I'm not really sure. I think they still want to see if they can make him a starting pitcher. And if that's the case, I don't really think that he would start the season with the team. I think we'll see Mizorowski at some point this season. I don't know if Tyler Black really counts as a prospect.
That was going to be my next guy to ask about.
Yeah, yeah. Tyler Black has done pretty much everything that he can do at AAA. And I think that the Brewers need to figure out if he's a major league player. And I sort of expect that Black will break camp with the team in kind of a utility role. I think I don't really expect him to be in the mix at third base. I just don't think the team thinks that he can play third base. But I wouldn't be surprised if he was kind of like a backup first baseman, maybe even occasionally appear in the outfield or something, do some DHing, just kind of wherever they can get him into the lineup to get him some at-bats. Because I think the team just needs to figure out if he's a major league hitter or not.
I get you. I want to ask you about one more guy. This is the guy that everybody's talking about this season. Obviously, a player that's not going to make it to the Brewers organization or the MLB level for a few more years, but he's the most exciting player, Jesus Madé. What are your expectations for him throughout his career? Is he really a Jackson Chourio-level player? Do you feel like he could be better than a Jackson Chourio? What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you want to be kind of careful what you say. And I think a lot of people are trying to be careful what they say, but there are some prospect evaluators who are like sort of freaking out a little bit about Jesus Madé. And the reason for that, he played last summer in like the Dominican Summer League, which is, it must be said, it's not an advanced league. It's nowhere near like minor league level in the United States, but he killed it. He was like one of the best players in that league, and he was only 17 years old. So the reason that these Chourio comps are coming up is because Madé was actually very slightly better at that level than Chourio was at the same age. So it's really easy to look at what Madé did there and look at what Chourio did there and see a similar projection. And there are some people who absolutely believe that he is on that path already. But he's extremely young, so you need to be very careful about like making those kind of statements about players like that. But he's an exciting prospect for sure. I know several of the big prospect lists have already put him at the top of the Brewers prospect list. I know Baseball America, I think, said that were he draft eligible, because he's the age that if he had not been an international free agent signing, he would be eligible for the draft this year. And if he were draft eligible, he would be the number one overall pick in the draft. So he's a really exciting guy. And there's a lot of tantalizing talent there. He plays shortstop, which hypothetically could be, even if he is a good shortstop, we'll see how that develops. But that's a more valuable defensive position than what Chourio plays, even though Chourio is a very good outfielder. So yeah, there's a lot to be excited about there, and it'll be a little bit, it'll be at least a couple years before he shows up in the majors, but he is definitely a tantalizing talent.
For sure. He is Paul Dietrich of Brew Crew Ball. Paul, thank you so much for coming on. Before I let you go, you want to tell us what you got coming out on Brew Crew Ball? And I also see you're a jazz trumpeter and composer. What's that like?
Yeah, I don't know. I came to the baseball writing thing a little bit late, so my actual real life is as a musician. We start spring training games today, right? This is the first day of spring training games for the Brewers, so we're going to kind of shift into less off-season stuff and more we're going to talk about games and talk about results and get some season preview stuff going. So
awesome.
That'll all be coming up.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate you joining the show. He is Paul Dietrich. We'll definitely have to get you on again, my man.
Awesome.
All right, talk to you later. All right, that was Paul Dietrich. Follow him on Twitter at Paul R. Dietrich. He is of Brew Crew Ball. Check out his article there discussing the Brewers' infield questions and whether or not they are rolling the dice this season.